The three-term Democratic Mayor Richard Olcombright and Republican challenger Robert Moulton laid out their plans for the city, focusing on crime and economic development. Moulton, a former city councilor, says people in North Adams don't feel safe anymore, and that safety had been a big draw for the area.
Attorney General states, I commend Mayor Olcombright for his decisive action to increase police presence over the last 3 months. What happened to the last 22 months?
Moulton passionately pushed for more police officers as the department currently has 24. Olcombright agrees violent crimes have recently spiked and says since April the city has engaged with the district attorney and state police, leading to many more arrests. He adds increasing police staffing is not the only solution, as crime is driven by social ills on the rise in the area.
Heroin, which is a very destructive drug, there is, we're working on that. And social issues of mental health and addiction.
Moulton says people don't go to the city's downtown because there are no retail stores, and overall the city is home to vacant housing eyesores.
What I'd like to do when I'm mayor is I take the building inspector, fire director, and Board of Health, walk the streets, find violations, and see what you see.
Olcombright says there are already restaurants, cafes, and small stores that bring people downtown. He adds partnering with Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts to renovate the Mohawk Theater into an off-campus site holds potential to bring students to the business area. Both candidates agree the recently completed Science Center at MCLA is a major draw for businesses and individuals to move to the region and stay. Moulton says the city needs a strategic economic development plan that involves making North Adams the fall foliage capital of the world.
Let's raise the hotel tax, room tax. I travel a fair amount of time. What's the room rate? $85. I get my bill, it's $109. Most people don't care. They're traveling, they're having fun, they're spending money. There's no better dollar than the tourist dollar, and we miss it.
Olcombright touted his history over his two terms, saying he dropped the city's deficit from $2.6 million to $300,000, added more than 100 jobs and a second shift at the Crane & Company factory, all while state funding has decreased. He says the city still remains the cheapest place to live in the county, as the average resident pays $2,600 in taxes a year, compared to the county norm of $3,700. The mayor says the city's plans should not be focused on just one specific area.
We need a master plan. We need a plan that talks about economic growth in our corridors, historic preservation, open space and recreation, and our downtown. One that talks about health and wellness. One that really brings in all of the components of a healthy community.
Moulton says the city is missing out on supplementing its spending by investing in green initiatives. Olcombright says while opportunities have been missed in the past, solar projects are in the works, with one at the city's landfill expected to be operational sometime in 2014.
Three sites still identified, the landfill, the airport, the wastewater treatment plant, some 4.3 megawatts.
Support from the crowd of nearly 200 was divided, as each candidate received applause throughout the 90-minute debate. Resident Kirk Kolick praises Olcombright's tight budget over the past 4 years and criticizes Moulton for a lack of a comprehensive economic plan.
I think we're on track. We're headed in the right direction. We need to keep going there.
Resident Paul Gelati says Olcombright has had a shot at running the city and believes the people are ready to give Moulton a chance.
I think that we've been stagnant for 4 years. I really believe that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.